Welcome to the Annie Jennings PR Real Stories of Success podcast series. Annie Jennings is the creator of the most powerful radio campaign in the country, where you are booked on high-impact shows in top markets, as well as the national television, print, and online media performance program, where Annie offers guaranteed deliverables. My name is Stacey Amaral Kaufman. I'm the radio director for Annie, and today we're sharing another real story to give listeners an inside look into what it's like to work with Annie Jennings PR. We're speaking with Dr. Elizabeth Primamore. She's an English professor and author of Shady Women, Three Short Plays. Elizabeth was heard on over 250 stations during her 8th interview radio campaign, blanketing the country with national interviews, heard on several Sirius XM radio channels, as well as one of the largest morning news programs in the country. She shared her timely message in major cities, including San Francisco, Atlanta, Seattle, San Diego, and is now able to leverage these media assets in her marketing efforts and future projects. So welcome, Elizabeth.
Thank you very much. I'm happy to be here.
We are happy to have you. And why don't you tell our listeners, for you, when you spoke with Annie, what you thought, if she understood your goals and messages, and what ultimately went into you choosing to sign on with our firm?
Yes. When I spoke with Annie, she was very forthcoming and she was very honest, and I felt that she completely understood what I was trying to achieve. I thought she was very understanding, and what really impressed me was the guarantee of 8 shows in terms of my campaign. And she also let me speak to you, Stacey, who handled my campaign. And we had long, long talks before I committed to hiring Annie Jennings. And she was patient, and I thought she was wonderful.
And as a first-time, not necessarily, you know, a first-time, let's say, purchaser of PR services.
How
did you feel the experience went for you? Because I know initially it's just, it's a little new.
Well, the experience went well. I just want to say something else. You hear a lot of horror stories about, or I have heard a lot of horror stories about publicity firms that they don't really deliver what they say they will deliver. And I just want to say that one thing about Annie Jennings is that the firm delivered. In terms of first-time experience, it was a wonderful first-time experience because you're sent a list of questions that you have to thoroughly answer. And in terms of what your book is about, in terms of what you want to say, what your message is, what you want to get across, and you take responsibility for your message and your presentation, and the firm works with you to get to the point where you're satisfied in what you want to say, and then they draw from that and come up with a plan for your campaign. And then after that, you have media training, which to me was invaluable because I'll be very frank. I was anxious. I've never done radio before. I've never done live radio before. I've never done any radio before, but live just made it even more anxiety producing, the thought of being live on the radio. And the media training was critical to preparing me for success in that arena. And I thought it was just terrific. And also, the firm gave me support the whole way through. They were there. They listened to your interviews. You received feedback. And they gave you confidence, quite frankly. And it was just a terrific experience. So I felt I was very well prepared for the interviews.
Well, you answered all of my questions at once, which is great. I love that.
I'm sorry.
No, that's great because I was going to ask you, you know, is there anything else you wanted to add about you know, working with our radio division. I mean, we talked about support. People do say that we are there every step of the way, so I know that's how you felt too. Anything else that you'd like to say about kind of the day-to-day working with us?
I think the day-to-day, well, you were very available. There was no question that the staff was not available. There, always responded, always came through. If you wanted recording, you know, copies of your interviews, there wasn't once where I did not get a copy of my interview. There wasn't once where, quite frankly, the staff was on top of what I was doing. So I felt very, I don't mean to be repetitive, but I felt very supported. And also I felt like I was part of a team. We were all in it together, and that I felt that we all wanted my campaign to be a success. It wasn't
Absolutely.
Just myself who wanted the campaign to be a success. I felt that the staff that I worked with, Stacy, and Jason, was behind me all the way, and they wanted me to succeed as much as I wanted to succeed. And that energy, the exchange of that energy, made the experience and it empowered the experience. It was very empowering to work in that environment with the firm.
And what would you say about someone who is listening and is thinking of signing on with Annie Jennings PR, but is just not sure?
Well, I have something very simple to say. If you're fortunate enough to be accepted, right? I mean, it's my understanding that Annie Jennings doesn't take everyone. I assume. Is that true? Right? I mean, there's Right. So if you're fortunate enough to be accepted, one thing I have to say is, this is a firm you don't have to be afraid of. You don't have to be afraid that they're going to rip you off. It is a firm that clearly and emphatically delivers.
Well,
they do.
Yes, that's our intention, absolutely, every time.
They do exactly what they say they're going to do. And also, you take responsibility for your end of the campaign also. So everyone is on the same page, and there's no confusion whatsoever. Not that I expected confusion, but it was a very clear, well-organized campaign that the firm delivered without question.
Well, Elizabeth, I gotta say, you were a fantastic client yourself, and really, really were very involved in the process, which is also very nice. So we appreciate that in you and what you did in making your campaign the best that it could be. And our listeners can learn so much more about Dr. Elizabeth Primamore and her book, Shady Women, Three Short Plays, on her website, which is elizabethprimamore.com. And we'll spell her last name. That's PRIMAMORE, ElizabethPrimamore.com. Thank you again for joining us. We appreciate it.
My pleasure.
And this podcast is presented by Annie Jennings of the national publicity firm Annie Jennings PR. For more information on how you too can experience national media success and guaranteed deliverables, please visit AnnieJenningsPR.com. Till next time.